You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to EMG Radio, episode number 43. I'm your host, Randy, and it is a goddamn beautiful day out today. For real. Where I'm at, February is usually a very cold month, but today it is beautiful. I was almost tempted to record this episode outside, but I don't want my neighbors listening to me as I do this. They could probably hear me already inside, but whatever. If this is your first time joining us, this is a music podcast. This is the official podcast of the Electronic Musicians Group, which is basically just a group of like-minded digital-based musicians and producers. We like to get together and talk about making music and share each other's music and share our music with each other and rub ourselves all over each other. But maybe a little less of that. But that's only because we live in very different parts of the world, each and every one of us, and plane tickets are expensive. Now, this season, we have been reaching outside of the original group of electronic musicians, you know, the Electronic Musicians Group, to other groups of musicians, electronic musicians, synthwave musicians, darkwave musicians, housey stuff, anything, whatever. We're reaching out, we're expanding our horizons so that you can expand your horizons. And this episode is all that. It's all that. There's not a single EMG member on this episode, and that's not because we're trying to cut EMG members out. It's just because EMG Radio is too wanton. We need too much. One group will not satisfy our music lust, our cravings. Last episode I mentioned I reached out to the Synthwave Producers group on Facebook. I mean, it's really like from new guys to like the seasoned pros in the scene. Everybody's in that group, and I got a huge influx of music from fantastic producers in that group. So this week we are going to catch up on the songs that I couldn't jam into last episode, and we're gonna kick it all off with this fun dancey track. This is kind of a housey new disco. I'm not very good on the sub genres of house music. That's just not area of my expertise, so I will leave it up to the people like Sue. I apologize if I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's S-C-U, Sue. And this is a track by Sue, whose music ranges from, like I said, it's filter house, new disco, just straight up house, veers into synth pop territory. And this is the song Changes by Sue. We'll be right back. that was Changes by Sue. And I hope it's as nice where you are, people, as where I am, because that'll get you in the mood to dance. Why don't you go outside and dance? Go outside and dance in your lawns and in the streets. You can check out more music by Sue at soundcloud.com/SCUTHEOTAKU. Used to go by, is it Suzotaku? Something like that. But really nice production on that track. I really like it. It gets you moving. It's got great movement. It's a solid beat. Check out some more music by Sue. It's all pretty awesome, man. I took a listen through his SoundCloud, and good stuff there. So visit his SoundCloud profile. So on last episode, I was a little nervous because I was playing a lot of artists that not only I had not played before, but are people that I hadn't really talked to that much. Normally on EMG Radio, a lot of the artists I've talked to on Facebook and in email and whatever else, I've talked to them a lot. So I was a little nervous last episode, and I totally edited the life out of the episode. So this episode, I'm going a little bit more freeform, a little less editing, and I might be regretting that right about now. But that just means, that's just all the more reason to stop talking and get to the next song, right? Get to the next song. And the next track is by Videogram. Videogram is a Swedish composer-producer. This song, I really like the theme of what he's got going on here. This song is taken from both the Precert LP CD and the Camp Blood EP, which is released on the Austrian label Synploit. You can find those albums and more on videogram.bandcamp.com. There's also a very cool music video. I'll get you a link to that after the song. But first, this is Voorhees Stomp by Videogram. That was Voorhees Stomp by Videogram, which is an awesome track. Do yourself a favor. Go to youtube.com/user/thevideogramchannel. It's VideoGram the Videogram channel, and check out the music video for that song. It's very cool, and it reminds me of one of my favorite things, one of my favorite NES games. Anyhow, the video is kind of like a tongue-in-cheek 8-bit tribute to Friday the 13th Part 8, I believe. Jason Takes Manhattan. You know, they play with the New York setting, also Camp Crystal Lake, of course, and it's done kind of in the style of the 1989 NES Friday the 13th video game. Definitely check that music video out. It's very cool, and that video game is awesome. I was never good at the game. It's actually, for an NES game, the controls are a lot deeper than like the standard, especially the standard licensed like movie or cartoon to game licensed games. But the main thing with that game was the music. The NES Friday the 13th music was some of the creepiest old school video game music ever. It always stuck with me. But so yeah, Videogram, check that out, and look up some, maybe in the show notes I'll include a link to the theme song that I'm talking about. But nobody but me really cares about that. So, moving along. Up next is Fuzgatti. Fuzgatti. This is a producer out of Brazil who I see his music pop up all the time. He's all over the scene. Very talented. This is Grand Prix by Fuzgatti. We'll be right back. That was Grand Prix by Fuzgatti. You can check that out along with more great Fuzgatti music at soundcloud.com/Fuzgatti. That's F-U-Z-G-A-T-I or F-U-Z-G-A-T-I for those other parts of the world that use Z. I really like the sound of that song. I mean, if you're familiar with my own music, that shouldn't be a surprise. Love that bass line that comes in, that synth line. So good. So yeah, check out Fuzgatti. Lots of good music on his SoundCloud. Up next, we have a song in the synthwave style that originated, truly, from the 1980s. This song was originally composed by Tilt Shifted in 1984 as a young kid. When he discovered the genre in 2015, he decided to make his entry into the genre with this song, truly from the 80s. And the title of this song is Lost Neon Sun, and he says of that title it reflects how we long to return to times gone past, how those moments shine in our minds like small suns luring us back to them. But ultimately, those moments have passed, they are lost forever, which is a very apt and appropriate sentiment for the very 80s nostalgic thing going on, and specifically this genre, of course. But this is Lost Neon Sun by Tilt Shifted, and you can find this at tiltshiftedmusic.com. That was Lost Neon Sun by Tilt Shifted. And oh man, I like that song a lot. It's got a great sound, great bass, well produced. I just really enjoy that song. And Tilt Shifted was an artist that was not on my radar before, but definitely is now. And that's part of the perk of doing this podcast is meeting and discovering artists that I was unfamiliar with previously. Like Electronic Musicians Group and the podcast both exposed me to several of my new favorite artists that I probably would have never discovered on my own. So very cool. Love it. Check out more music by Tilt Shifted at tiltshiftedmusic.com. Now, we've just passed the halfway mark on this episode. Just past the, it's beautiful outside, so I'm going to go dance where my neighbors can gawk at me and give me funny looks segment of the show into what I'm going to call the it's beautiful outside, so I'm going to go cruise around with my windows down and listen to some fucking fine-ass music. That's going to be my new thing, I think. Fine-ass music. EMG Radio. Fine-ass music. This is like very cool, chill, cruising music. First up in the new segment I'm calling cruising, fine-ass cruising music is a Cosmo Cocktail featuring, I believe it's Kelsey Sparkle. And this is when this track was submitted for last episode, at the time it was a new exclusive and never released before song. As of about 6 days ago, the single is actually out. You can get it right now. This track can be found on the single The Dream I Found, which is available at soundcloud.com/Cosmo. That's Cosmo-Cocktail, Cocktail, Cosmo Cocktail. This song is called Hooky Dreams by Cosmo Cocktail featuring Kelsey Sparkle. Yeah, that was Hooky Dreams by Cosmo Cocktail featuring Kelsey Sparkle. You can check out more music by Cosmo Cocktail at soundcloud.com/cosmo-cocktail. Do you feel happy? Good, we're going to keep that happy feeling going. Up next, we have a track by James Magnum. The track is called Lost in the Moment, and this premiered on a recent Synthetic FM mixtape, which if you enjoy this music, you've got to check out the Synthetic.fm mixtapes, the various ones. They're so good, put together by Rick Shithouse. But anyway, I'm not here to promote that. I'm here to promote James Magnum's track, Lost in the Moment. Was Lost in the Moment by James Magnum. You can check that out and more at soundcloud.com/James Magnum, spelled like you would expect, M-A-G-N-U-M. And that's a very cool track, definitely not what I had expected when I first gave it a spin. It's within the genre and totally appropriate for the time period that a lot of these songs go for, but it retains a unique sound and a unique rhythm to it, and I highly recommend checking out more music by James Magnum. Up next, the final song. That's right, the end of this episode is approaching. and we've got a great song to take us out of it. We're going to ride that happy feeling, that nostalgic wave, and we're going to ride it right up to the end of the episode. And of course, after this song, I'll be back to shout out some thank yous and some final words. But before that, last but certainly not least, I've got a track by Mind Mice. Mind Mice. This is a song called Night Call. Not that Night Call. Another Night Call. This is a song called Night Call, which appeared on a single named Skywalk. And you can find this and more music by Mind Mice at Mind Mice. That's MindMice.bandcamp.com. Night Call. We'll be right back. That was Night Call by Mind Mice, which appeared on the single for Skywalk, available at mindmice.bandcamp.com. Another song with a great big sound, really nice production. It hits a bone, it hits a nerve. That's kind of weird. Obviously, that was our last track for this episode, so that's it. The episode's done. I hope you enjoyed it. What will next episode hold? Will it be more of this? I don't know. Honestly, that was my well of music that was, like, this whole episode was a well of music that was held over from last episode. I got so many great, great submissions that I didn't want to just squeeze them all into the one episode. So we expanded to this episode. I'm really happy with it. I think there's a lot of great music here. There's always good music on this program. Just keep coming back. I'm not sure which groups I'll reach out to next. If you have any suggestions, listener, whether you're just a fan of music or a producer yourself, of groups that might be interested, like there's a ton of Facebook groups about music, there's just people on Twitter, you know, if you have somebody who you think would be willing to let us play one of their tracks, let me know. So long as it's got some kind of base in electronic music production, then we're all about it. So we're open to suggestions. Obviously, I'd have to reach out to the artist, if you're not the original artist, to see if they're willing to let us play their music. But yeah, so any suggestions, throw them at us. Speaking of permission from artists, I want to thank all the artists on this episode for sending their tracks and saying, hey, you can play this music, because there's no show without the music. Trust me, I've tried in the past. There's no EMG radio without the music. It just devolves into nonsense. But I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank all the artists again 1,000 times for letting us play their music. Very much appreciated. If there's an artist that you heard on here and you didn't catch their name or the link, then you can go to emgradio.com, click on the episode, and in the post for that episode, we have all the artists listed, the songs, and links to where you can find more music by that artist, whether it be their website, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, whatever. We'll have it there. I've been your host, Randy, and I also want to somewhat selfishly plug my music, which is what you've been hearing underneath my talking this whole time, is Super Science. You can check out all the music you've heard under my voice. It's from my album Blood, available at superscience.bandcamp.com, spelled like you would expect, but there's no space. Super Science. You can find me at Twitter. My personal account is at Randall Sylvie. My music account is at SuperScience80s. That's 80s. You can follow the Electronic Musicians Group /EMG Radio. I just use that one account for both purposes, at EMG Artists. And, you know, past pre-recorded Randy will have all the other links for you. Thank you for listening to EMG Radio. EMG Radio is an electronic media collective production for the Electronic Musicians Group. It is a license under Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives, 3.0, non-ported license. All music contained within the EMG Radio podcast is property of the respective owner, subject to the respective copyrights and their licensing, and used here with permission. For more EMG Radio, visit emgradio.com. And check out more Electronic Musicians Group. Go to facebook.com/electronicmusiciansgroup or hit us up on Twitter at twitter.com/EMG Artists.
In the future, roving bands of comic book podcasts will savage the wasteland, once known as the Internet. One podcast, the Grawlix Podcast, may not be the biggest, may not be the funniest, may not be the most well-spoken. Wait, what was my point again? Oh yes, the Grawlix Podcast. Listen to it at GrawlixPodcast.com. That's GRAWLIX Podcast.com.